Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to High Energy Health. I find myself, as I introduce the show every week, feeling so delighted, because you're there. You're why I'm doing this show. I'm doing this show for you. I'm doing the show because it's so important that we, in this community of kindness, of compassion, of healing, of wellness, of happiness, encourage each other, support each other, and share our best ideas. And we can't do it alone. We do it as part of a community. In Buddhism, it's called the Sangha, the group of people who will be your support, your reinforcement for doing your practice, your best possible life. And by opening that link and being at High Energy Health every week, you're electing yourself, self-selecting yourself into this wonderful group of people and this journey of consciousness where you're choosing to fill your mind with inspiring ideas and doing that every week. Make it a habit. Make sure you bookmark this tab if you're using a computer. Make sure you download the episode if you're on the podcast or radio version. And then make High Energy Health part of every single week. Also go there when you need a boost. Some of us just, all of us at different times of our week, will need a little bit of encouragement, and this is the place to go find it and also find solutions to whatever ails you. Also, I do ask you every week to share. So please scroll down that list of shows, hundreds of past shows. Think about who in your life needs to hear a certain message, and then email them a link to that episode of High Energy Health. Text it to them, post it on social media, share the wealth. You never know when that one kind gesture that you've just made in sharing the show is going to land for the person you share it with and shift their whole worldview, shift their whole life. So please be generous. Share the amazing solutions on the show with as many people as you possibly can and make giving yourself this gift of consciousness part of your every week. It's a joy you're here. I wake up every morning feeling enthusiastic and happy and just full of delight at sharing this, and I'm glad you're part of this community of inspiration. My guest today is Giulio Consiglio. He is the author of several books, including Your Inner Healer, Open Your Third Eye, and The Healing Frequency. He's a spiritual teacher who focuses on the transformative power of inner stillness, the mind-body-spirit connection, and developing your psychic abilities. His message is that there is a whole dimension of who you are beyond that fear and thought that might dominate your life much of the time, and that your purpose on life here is to discover and live from that place. His website is GiulioConsiglio.com. I'm going to spell that for you to make sure you get the spelling right, although if you just Google him, he'll pop right up. So Giulio is J-I-U-L-I-O, Consiglio is C-O-N-S-I-G-L-I-O, GiulioConsiglio.com. Giulio, what a delight and pleasure to have you here.
Dawson, thank you so much for having me on High Energy Health. It's an absolute pleasure to be here, and I must say, I think you're the first interviewer who ever got my first name correct with the pronunciation. So I'm very impressed right off the start. So thank you.
Oh, it's a joy. And, you know, I was so struck by your story about that rapid shift that you experienced, because what we find in neuroscience, as people are using spiritual practices, they're gradually building up certain circuits in their brains. And then one day they add one more neuron, it's the tipping point, and bam, they find themselves there. So some people it's more gradual, other people it's really, really sudden. And I'm really curious about that moment for you. But let's start at the beginning, what led up to that magic moment when you were 33 years old.
Absolutely. So between the ages of 19 and 33, I experienced some pretty tremendous and overwhelming anxiety and the depression that comes with it. I used to say to my family doctor, I remember going to him at a young age, "Doc, I have more courage in my pinky than all my friends combined. I don't understand why I feel this way." So I never let the anxiety or heaviness of the negativity and the depression stop me from doing anything. It's just that I felt very uncomfortable. So years passed, and as I was graduating from my dental hygiene program, my one and older brother, Steve, passed away with cancer. And he fought that for a year. And that had a very profound impact on my life. It actually had me beginning contemplating death, and actually on a subconscious level created a fear of death, which was one of the catalysts to my transformation. I went on years later to marry my high school sweetheart, only to see that crumble in less than 2 years. The following year, I was given a cancer diagnosis. Now, you would think that I had created enough heat and enough pressure to make a shift in consciousness. It was actually my evening with a night terror the following year, so 2005. And it was that night terror that was the final catalyst. So what had happened was, on this particular day, November 7th, 2005, I had a patient cancel. I was working at a dental office that I'd been there for several years. And I did what I normally do. I jumped in the car, drove a few blocks, and just relaxed, because dental offices, there tends to be a lot of fear. A lot of patients come in, a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety. So I used to do my best at keeping my mind still and sort of thwart that. But I wanted a break. So on this particular day, I had a book that I had been reflecting and reading by Doctor of all names, Dr. Daniel Amen, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. I didn't get past page 62 or 66. There was a phrase in that book that went along the lines, when you allow negative thoughts to go unchallenged. Well, that had struck me, and I had been contemplating it, but nothing really happened yet. On this particular day, as I began to reflect on that phrase, not a male, not a female voice came audibly up through my chest and said, "Challenge your thoughts." And in that instant, what I know is the third eye began to vibrate and activate, and it began to automatically shut down every negative thought I was experiencing. I remember turning my head and experiencing profound clarity through stillness. I still had a patient to get back to as this is going on. I get back to the office. I have this activated force that is shutting off every automatic negative thought. Finish the patient, start driving home. It's now a really bad rainstorm. This force is still going on. I get home, jump on the couch, and as I'm jumping on the couch, feeling sort of emotionally spent and in a state of surrender, I said, "Just let me die." And I popped out. And when I popped out, what I mean is, my awareness left. I left my physical body. When I came back, I had a profound lightness to me, and I understood what had happened. Within a few weeks, I began to experience automatic writing, mystical events, and by middle of December, I was holding my first workshop on enlightenment and stillness. And by the end of Christmas, so within a few weeks, I'd written my first book, Challenge Your Thoughts, over a 7-day period. So that is, in essence, what led me to where I am today.
You know, that is the central problem and challenge of meditators. And it's not only the central problem and challenge of meditators to still your thoughts and to escape the busy mind. It's the central problem of most human beings. And in a series of books by Stephen Kotler and Jamie Weil, they talk about this, and they say that people do all kinds of things, from numbing themselves out with alcohol or drugs, extreme sports, addictive behaviors, sex addictions, porn addictions, various kinds of other ways of pulling themselves out of their busy mind, like video gaming is one. really widespread example of that. And they say that the people spend as much on trying to get out of their negative thinking and out of their busy minds as the combined economies of Britain and Russia every year. So people spend a lot of money trying to get out of that, even if they aren't meditators. And meditators, of course, are the ones that are constantly trying to be mindful, move beyond the busy mind. It sounds like you've got the fast track. You've got some divine guidance that basically help you wipe the slate clean. I'm just curious. So you had that experience. Were you able to sustain that in those ensuing weeks, or was it still something that came and went?
It actually became effortless. It was just a reminder. So with the downloads coming on, I should have prefaced this far back as I can remember. So being a kid at my dad's hardware store, I started working at 7. My mind was always silent. I just didn't recognize what that silence was. So this was actually a remembering and just opening. I always say awareness is everything. What I did was become aware of the highest self within me, the dimension of inner stillness, which is teeming with clarity, wisdom, understanding. And it's within all of us. It's our fifth dimensional self, our formlessness, in a sense.
So it's within all of us. And yet for virtually everybody, it's obscured by that cloud of thinking, that incessant habit of fixating on whatever's going on around us and distracting ourselves with all of these temporary phenomena. I know the great Hindu sage of the 600th, Shankara, talked about the unreal and how we're just totally distracted by the unreal and don't pay attention to the only thing that really matters, which is the unchanging, the eternal, the real. And so that is the big human dilemma. But you're saying that you actually were having this experience. You're fairly aware of this experience, even of that underlying stillness, even at an early age when you were doing conventional things like working in your dad's hardware store.
Absolutely. And actually, in the months leading up to my shift, there, I'd be working on a patient and suddenly have a greater awareness of the silence. And I noticed my suffering would end. What I describe is when I had the energy attacks or my own ego trying to project or just picking up, I was highly sensitive to the energies of others around me. I would experience almost like the volume would be incredibly heightened relative to the stillness. So that, you know, in a sense, that suffering, I see it as a blessing, because without that heat and without that pressure, I wouldn't have surrendered and just allowed the highest self to express through me and to me. So yeah, everyone experiences those moments. It's the space between our thoughts. It's now one of the keys is becoming aware of the present moment, because there's very high ascending supporting energies in the present moment. As human beings, we're conditioned to bounce between past and future. Nothing wrong with that. That serves, you know, as a temporary identity, contrast to our light. But ultimately, our egoic or thinking mind is a catalyst for our soul awakening. That's why we're here, to really remember who we are and then live the life that is possible when you're operating through that surrendered state.
Yeah, that's a beautiful phrase. I've never quite heard it put that way before. There are high ascending energies in the present moment. And you know, what we find, for example, in MRI scans of depressed people, they're everywhere other than the present moment. The part of the brain that is obsessed with past and future is highly active. That part of the brain is not at all. It's everywhere other than the present moment. So that is associated with major depressive disorder and a very particular brain series of brain patterns. And so how, when, why do you move from having the experience to sharing it and teaching others?
That's a great question. I remember shortly after the shift, I was ready to go live on a park bench and just give everything away. And the truth of the matter is, I gave away a lot of things. I had nice things. I worked a lot. I had 4 jobs, had a black Corvette, you name it. But so I started getting rid of things. And I remember having the thought, you know, I'm just going to leave, because I was teaching, working 3 dental offices. And I had this still voice just say, sacrifice is not necessary, even though I didn't even see it as a sacrifice. So I slowly started to let things go, you know, leave a job and just started doing more talk, more writing, and just getting the word out there. So it was a slow sort of gradual thing, but it came fairly. I was able to integrate it pretty easily. And the messages that come through me really sort of speak for themselves, because very transformative.
So you allow that voice and those messages just to flow through you. And where are you? Where is that sense of I when that those transformative teachings are coming through.
Where is my personal self, you mean? In essence, there's nobody home. So I'm always operating in that continuous communion with the highest self. Individuality is no illusion. So there is that local conscious self, but even that's my local self that is always fixed. My gaze is always fixed. So I'm able to, from one perspective, have one hand grounded in my humanity while the other one reaching towards universal or cosmic consciousness. So the understanding is, you know, you don't want to lose yourself in one sense. If I had these teachings, but I was speaking from incredibly high concepts, I'd be of no use really to anyone. You have to be able to make it very relatable in that sense.
Yeah. Now, I love the concept of local reality and non-local reality. I think that the very first person to coin those terms, as far as I know, was Larry Dossey, and he talked about local mind and non-local mind and how our local minds can participate and be part of non-local mind. And that kind of concept makes it easy for people to understand the difference between the two, that we have a local mind and it's engaged in local affairs, and then there's non-local consciousness, which is universal. And then, as you're saying, it really helps to have your feet on the ground and be able to operate in the local sense. And I saw a lot of spiritual teachers back along the early part of my journey when I noticed that they definitely were enlightened and having these remarkable experiences in non-local, and yet they were very poor at things like managing their body, managing their relationships, managing their money, managing their groups, and those they just pretty much disconnected from local management of the self. So it does help to have those things under control.
It does. And things that I've enjoyed before my shift, I still continue on. I've been weightlifting forever, did martial arts since I was a young kid. And even listening to, it's funny, before my shift in consciousness, I used to think, you know, is it because I'm listening to AC/DC? Why am I suffering? You know, but it wasn't. It's the ego that's the source of our sufferings. You know, I still love participating in those things. The doingness doesn't change the beingness. So, you know, once you're anchored in that awareness, you're able to enjoy things through non-attachment. And you're actually bringing that beingness to everything. Taking out the garbage can be seen as holy in a sense.
What is your happiness level then, like one from before to after?
So on a conscious level, you're essentially able to call it forth by just simply stating, I'm happy. And then, because what's always in the present moment is the bubbling of bliss, joy, and simply inner knowing that who you are. And so when you're transcendent of fear, you know, it's always sort of in the background, but it does, again, it's one of those things where you're not attached to happiness. So you allow it to sort of spontaneously express itself, or again, just calling it forth intentionally. And then there's the happiness you experience, for example, seeing a loved one, seeing a friend, you know, you experience that happiness. It's understanding, you know, not to seek happiness outside of me. When it does happen, wonderful, but not to be attached to it.
Okay. And so even when you're doing what might be considered rote things, are you just have a job, or are you doing teaching full time?
So at this point, I've been teaching and writing full time. I'm going to say the last 4 or 5 years now.
How are you making the payments on that Corvette?
I actually sold it. My soul gave me such a punch to the gut. You know, it was time to let it go. Again, it was one of those things. I've always been a car guy in that sense. I don't know if you've probably heard of maybe the DuPont Registry magazine. It has exotics. I have copies from 1985. I was like 13. So, you know, I enjoy those things, but the Corvettes for now.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I went through a period too when I just let them all go. I used to have 2 Jetson Heatys, a Rolls Royce, a Fiat, Porsche, all kinds of fun cars. And there was one point in which it's like, you know, that was the old me that found them all delightful. I do still have one old Jaguar XK, and that's the one indulgence I allow myself. Other than that, it's electric, all electric, all the way.
Yeah. I love that you're a car guy too. So that, right there, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun to, it does keep you, every once in a while my wife says, you know, Dawson, you hardly ever drive the Jaguar XK, and the battery is always going dead. It's like, Donnie, I love the car. The times I do drive it, I love it. So she allows me that.
Do you have a nickname for the car?
No, I don't actually.
No.
So just one of those fun things. Yeah. And then I maybe will cover more about this after the break, but I want to dig into that enlightenment experience. What's it like? What does it feel like? Mystics talk about going out to these places in consciousness when they're in their deepest states. And what is the nature of that place that you go to? So, Julio, you can think about that during the break. We'll have everyone think about that during the break and look forward to coming back and sharing more about this. You're listening to High Energy Health, My name is Dawson Church. We'll be right back after a brief break.
The buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. I am, as ever, your high energy host, Dawson Church. Love being here with you. Love that you are here. You're basking, you're bathing your consciousness in inspiring ideas. And can you feel the energy? Like, even as Julie and I are speaking, you probably feel the energy. And the reason you feel the energy is that that energy is in you. That energy is in you as well. It's in all of us. In fact, we all have the hardware of the enlightenment network in the brain. It's been discovered. It's been worked out by all kinds of really high-level neuroscientists. We know that it's there. We know it can be activated. And you probably feel it as we're sharing here today. Please do make High Energy Health a habit. Come back and listen every week. Also, share the show with other people. For more about Giulio, his books, and his work, go to his website, giulioconsiglio.com. So, Giulio, the place we go to when we're in the deepest states of meditation. I love meeting with people like you, and I have the privilege of having a lot of them in my life, and we often sit down and talk about meditation, where we go in meditation, and what the nature of that place is. What is your experience of it?
So I'll paint a picture of what it looks like to operate through that dimension of inner stillness. The mind is continuously silent. When you do experience the occasional negative thought, instead of identifying with it, it's observed. So what happens is when we react to fear, negativity, we're actually perpetuating it and allowing the ego to sort of live off our vital energy and feed off it. So operating through a surrendered state, when I say surrendered, what that means is there's no inner conflict. So you're operating through trust, faith, knowing that what you desire for your life is what source or God desires for you. The word desire, when translated, means from the Father. So the dreams that we have for our life, so the dream to realize who we are spiritually, all of those are sponsored by the highest self. So you're living moment by moment. A great way to sort of gauge it is just a breath comes in, a breath comes out, there's an ego death. You just let the last moment go, let it die. The concept of death goes hand in hand with mastery. So death is letting go. It's non-attachment. So allowing things to die, allowing things, you know, to let them go. That's how you're operating from. And you understand that you have a calling. Most of us will end up having a calling to be of service. So you're being of service and you're embodying who you are and extending that through demonstration. And you also have their desires. Now the key word here is desire is not the source of our suffering. It's the attachment to outcomes. So as you're manifesting your life, creating thoughts, words, feelings that align with what you desire to experience, you're doing so as you embody the version of you who's already experiencing that or is already fulfilled in that. So you're operating through the present moment. The fearlessness comes from understanding what fear is relative to the true self, the inner stillness. So you're in a very empowered state. Now, as human beings, we're conditioned to operate from the surface and we're conditioned to react to the outer world. The enlightened state or through inner stillness is a total reversal. It's now you observing the outer world because you realize the two are one, the inner and the outer. And it's, you understand your vibrational frequency is actually what impacts the outer world. It's no longer being repeated in your consciousness. It's a very empowering state to embody. So that, in essence, is what it looks like.
And so you're in this space where you're observing both the outer world and your thoughts. Your desires are what God desires as you, through you, for you, not your own desires. And then what is the actual, what's there in that infinite inner still space?
So within the stillness is clarity, wisdom, the understanding or the understanding of the hidden mechanics to life. Bliss, inner peace is forefront, is highlighted. Strength, that I almost can't put into words. Resiliency, discernment, and psychic abilities that, to even to this day when I experience them, I used to experience them even before my shift in consciousness. I used to arrest shoplifters, and I almost intuitively knew 99% of the time who was going to shoplift. So there's so much in the unseen, but it's clarity, it's wisdom, it's understanding, unconditional love, which is essentially non-judgment.
Those are qualities. And what is the actual stuff of that inner stillness made of?
That's a great question. I describe it as source energy or universal consciousness, but in essence, it's nothingness. It's nothingness, but it's the nothingness that creates everything. So in essence, to use words to describe the formlessness, I would say universal energy. It's the energy that gives birth to everything that encompasses everything in the manifested world.
Yeah, the nothingness that creates everything. And because it's a nothingness, it's hard to describe, and it's especially hard to describe people who haven't been there. And for people who have been there, there's an old Hermetic saying that for the person who has had the experience, no explanation is necessary. So what you'll find as you're listening to the show, if you are meditating and hitting that space of that great inner silence, then you will know it. And so that's the experience. You've experienced it. You know exactly what Giulio and I are talking about. But the other half of the Hermetic saying is not just that to the person who's had the experience, no explanation is necessary. The other half is to the person who's not had the experience, no explanation is possible.
I love that. Actually, I've never heard of that, but I love that. I'm going to use that.
They knew back then. Have you found your, actually we'll have to talk about this after the break, we need to go to a break right now, but when we get back from the break, I want to ask you some questions about your own, like, religious, spiritual upbringing and how that may have or may not have played into this. So we'll get into that in the next segment. You're listening to High Energy Health. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back after a break. And for more on Giulio's work, and also he has a video, he has his books at GiulioConsiglio.com. We'll be right back in a moment.
You have a to-do list, right? Well, that list may be your biggest obstacle to success. Sure, it contains activities that help you achieve your goals, but it's also packed with time-sucking obligations that are not in alignment with your life's purpose. In a new white paper, Dr. Dawson Church explains the difference between a to-do list and a success list. Download it at successlist.net. Create a success list, and successlist.net will show you how to manifest your dreams at light speed. See successlist.net. Why do you attract the same kinds of people over and over again and look for love in all the wrong places? Scientific research has shown it's because of a personality pattern called your attachment style. Programmed early in your childhood, your attachment style dictates your relationship choices throughout your life. At LovingRelationshipsNow.com, Dr. Dawson Church demonstrates the three basic styles. A free quiz at LovingRelationshipsNow.com identifies the attachment styles of your friends and loved ones. Visit LovingRelationshipsNow.com.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. It works quickly and has no side effects. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at tappinggift.com. That's tappinggift.com. Don't suffer when help is at your fingertips. Get your manual at tappinggift.com today.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. It's great to have you here. And when we say high energy, can you feel the energy? Just being here and hearing these words and exposing your mind to these concepts is energy. We are talking about physical things. We're talking about being human. We're talking about concepts. We're talking about using our minds, having thoughts, having lives. And yet we are beings of energy. And what we're doing here on the show is we're inviting you to lift your energy to the highest possible vibrational level. Join with us in this wonderful community. Make it part of your week. Make it part of your life and share it with others. Copy and paste that link into social media, into a text, into an email. Share it with people in your world and let them know that it's possible to move to this happy, high vibrational state as well. Giulio, I'm curious as to how your early childhood religious upbringing, if any, might have played into this. What was it and where is it for you now?
I was actually raised Roman Catholic, but I always sort of had this deep underlying sort of knowing that it was theory and I knew there was something more. I just didn't know what it was. But my grandmother, father's side, she was one of the, such a great testimony to strength and faith. I don't think I ever visited her without seeing her pray with the rosary. So I think she had a big impact on me on the faith, but I always knew source or God existed. I was just lacking that direct experience.
Yeah, the direct experience is everything. And in fact, religions are just there to point us to the direct experience. So religions are how we get to the direct experience. They're not meant to be there in and of themselves. And then since then, have you done any study of other religions or picked up any concepts from any of the other traditions?
I have seen some underlying sort of things that tie them together. They're all, for the most part, they're well-meaning. They all point towards, you know, oneness. There's a few nuggets actually like to refer to in the Bible actually. So when the master says, you do not know how to examine the present moment. When I really read that after my shift, that speaks volume. Or, you know, we will all be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That's the third eye. So when I see those now through the clarity of stillness, there are some real nuggets in there. A lot of it, I will say, are stories, but there are some really powerful truths in there.
Yeah. Yeah. And those people like your paternal grandmother are so important because they do give us a sense of the faith. And then we do usually have the sense that also there is something behind that. And so notice that in your own life. Think back as Julio is talking about this. Who might have been your person, your source, your inspirer when you were young? In the very first chapter of my book, Spiritual Intelligence, we have you make a list of those people, both celebrities, people you may know about, Nelson Mandela, Mother Teresa, all the external figures that, you know, St. Francis of Assisi, Rumi, who's inspired you. And then you'll find when you look back that there are those people who helped you realize that you were more than just this local human experience. And it's valuable when we have those mentors and people early in our lives. And we may realize there's more behind the religions, and those people are those from whom that more is shining through. And so when you're working with people now, Julio, what is the first step you encourage them to take? What's the very first thing you want them to do to move toward that kind of realization and state?
That's such an excellent question, and it's very clear that we need, as human beings, an understanding of how the ego operates and how it's, from one point of view, hijacked our consciousness. So once they have an understanding of the ego, how it operates between past and future, we invite awareness and clarity, and that's such a huge part of the awakening process, understanding the darkness so we can know the light.
And then how do you concretize that in an exercise or a practice?
I do it through insights and question and answer. So a lot of times I will, after offering a few minutes of insights, I'll ask a few questions and remind them, let the stillness or let the clarity speak to you. Don't try to think about it. Oftentimes we're taught to think things through, whereas if we're sort of just allowing things to express, you open the door, you invite clarity in.
Yeah, it's really powerful to do that. And I know I watched people when I was a teenager doing that who were great metaphysical teachers, and they would do what you're saying. They step aside and then they allow that flow to just come through them. And after a while, I can assure you, you will learn to trust that in yourself. So if you do what Julio is recommending here, letting it flow, not overthinking it, not trying to critique it, not trying to think it through, just allowing it to come through you, trust it, and it will, and it'll bring its magic and its transformative power into and through your life. And then once people start to get an inkling of that, are you encouraging them into a meditative practice or daily journaling, or what are some other good practices?
My key go-to meditation is the meditation on inner stillness. So I always say enlightenment is simply being aware of the awareness. So once you become aware of the stillness, you recognize or you tune into, okay, so that's the true self. So it's the meditation on inner stillness can be brought in regardless of what you're doing. It's just becoming aware of the thinking mind and becoming aware of the space between the thought. That awareness, I always say this, we're so powerful. What we become aware of is what we give life to. That's in essence the resurrection. When I became aware of the soul, that's what brought it to life in me and allowed it to activate every chakra and consume fear. It's that unconditional love that just dissolves like a fire, consumes anything unlike it. So that meditation on inner stillness, becoming aware of the awareness, which in essence is observing thought, key right there.
Unconditional love consumes fear. Think about what Julia just said over here. Unconditional love consumes fear. I'm emphasizing this because if you are fearful and you're hearing Julia share this with you right now, then write those words down and contemplate them. Journal about them. Think about how to apply them in your life. Unconditional love consumes fear. Maybe you are consumed by fear in your regular life, regular thinking. And there are so many ways that you can become fearful when you're influenced by the outside world or your inner thoughts. So there are all these fear thoughts that are coming to us through the media, from other people, our own neural networks. And so when you're able to immerse yourself in that unconditional love that Julio is describing, that is going to incinerate that fear, consume that fear. And so if you are fearful, that's one thing to focus on, to really open yourself to, is that unconditional love. When you are in that space, there is no room for fear. And as you try that and make that your reality every day, make a habit of it, you'll find yourself becoming fearless. We're going to a break right now. For more on Julio's work and his books, go to his website, julioconsiglio.com. We'll be right back after a break.
The buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Everyone knows that losing weight fast is dangerous. In fact, the U.S. Government Center for Disease Control recommends losing no more than 1 to 2 pounds a week. But is that true? Startling new research shows that people who lose weight rapidly often have better long-term results. Now, award-winning researcher Dr. Dawson Church and registered dietitian Karen Donaldson team up to review all the evidence at 10poundsaweek.com. Download their free report at 10poundsaweek.com. That's 10poundsaweek.com. Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Radio Your Way. HealthyLife.net.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. I'm your host, Dawson Church, and I just love sharing with you on the show every week all these wonderful possibilities for elevating your consciousness, becoming what you were born to be, which is this person living your full potential through a human mind, body, and heart. That's who you really are. When I see you in one of my live workshops, when you attend an EFT Universe event, when you show up virtually on one of our big community gatherings via Zoom or YouTube, we see you. We see who you really are. And we know that there might be a lot of doubt there and fear and confusion and uncertainty. And we know that's the truth of who you are. And we're all about letting that light shine. So I'm so glad you're part of our high energy health community here. I'm so happy that you're letting your light shine with Julio and I today. And I want you to know that we see you. We love that you're here. And we know that you have the potential to shift both your own awareness and then the world around you. So, Julio, thinking about the world around us, I've been surprised by how dislocating the things going on in the world are to members of our community. Like at EF Universe, we have about 300,000 people on our email list. We interact with people in all our live events and various webinars and things we do every month. And what we find is that people have been really thrown off their stride in the last few years and are aware of the chaos in the world and are fearful because of it to a heightened degree. Young people, especially, there's a whole new field of psychology trying to help young people who are incredibly fearful about war, about political chaos, about threats to democracy, about species extinction, about global warming, all the other challenges that human beings face. And so in the face of all these things that can really make us worried, how do you be that person you recommend being and find that inner stillness?
The first thing I should say is we never change when we're comfortable. So what's taking place right now in the outer world, in the collective, we're in an ascension process. What that means is, if we think of even the word enlightenment, it's a destructive process. So with the fear, the fear-based narratives taking place, the threats taking place politically, you know, the taking away of freedoms, these are reminders to go inward, to come back to the safety of the present moment. I mentioned earlier, so the enlightened state is where you're actually observing the outer world rather than reacting to it and repeating it in your consciousness. So we're coming to a crossroads. We can choose to, submit to the fear and to the chaos that's taking place and allow it to lower our vibrational frequency, which is perpetuated by operating between past and future. Or we can choose to take back our power, our vital energy, by anchoring our awareness in the present moment, observing the outer world, and thinking, speaking, and embodying that which you want to see. So start thinking consciously, speaking consciously through faith and trust. People always ask me, well, how do you come through with that type of faith? You can cultivate faith by simply reflecting briefly on the past. Let's say there was a time in your life where it looked like there was no way, or you're in a sticky situation, but somehow a way was made. That's how you begin to sort of cultivate faith and trust. And I'll be the first one to say it. It has to be cultivated, but it can come to a point where you've developed it so much, you actually have the faith of source or the faith of God. You're simply surrendered and you're trusting the process. So right now, everything that's taking place is reminding us to go within, to be not afraid. Even if you have to remind yourself, put that little memo, be not afraid, just to remind you not to give in or react to what's taking place in the outer world. Whenever change takes place, whether it's individually or on a collective, there's always a lot of turbulence, a lot of upheaval taking place, relationships fall apart. There's a lot of drama in 3D consciousness. When you get to that 5D consciousness, that space of inner stillness within you, even amongst the chaos, you are grounded, centered, knowing that a way has been made, even when one does not appear to be in front of you.
Powerful to hold in that center, even when various things are happening outside of you. You know that center is who you are and where you're coming from. And then the final question is, are we in the middle of a huge cultural shift? And some people, like Jean Houston, wrote the book Jump Time 20 years ago, and she talked about how we're in the middle of this new renaissance in consciousness, in which everything is changing. It looks chaotic during the process, but again, we're moving to this higher vibrational state as a species. Do you believe that's happening, or does all the chaos we're talking about in the world disprove that proposition?
You nailed it, actually, Dawson. Yes, we are in the middle of it. It's been described as the age of Aquarius. Some even describe it as, you know, we're, you know, in biblical terms, new earth. So the shift to new earth is here and now. So new earth is merging the spiritual with the material. And you can access that dimension of clarity, of stillness, which reveals to you new earth by being deeply present. So we are in the middle of that. When I shifted in 2005, I came into that awareness that new earth was here and now. It never left. It's just, a parallel dimension, a dimension within us. So we actually shift timelines. We are always shifting by our thoughts, emotions, our fears, positive or negative thoughts. The key is to choose consistently what you want to see, what you want to feel. So yes, we are in the midst of this. So that should help some to find clarity that there is, because I remember being in the middle of my own personal storms. I never saw the blessings in them. I couldn't see the perfection in them. Hindsight's always 20/20. So there is perfection, and there is perfection actually in the suffering, because these are things speaking to us, reminding us to awaken and to go beyond the limitations of the thinking mind and awaken to inner stillness. It's a potential within each and every one of us. There's nothing special about it. It's simply awareness. So bringing awareness to it is what makes something that is a potential within you in a super position to become a possibility in your life.
Beautiful. Julio, it's been such a joy to celebrate with you these possibilities, to share them, to discuss them, to reflect on them, to immerse ourselves in this wonderful energy we've been sharing for the past hour. I'm so grateful to you, so grateful for your work, so grateful that as I see lights of consciousness coming on all over the world, that there are so many of them, and new way truly is breaking over human awareness right now. So thank you for being part of that. Thanks for reinforcing that, and thanks for the wonderful work you do to share it.
Dawson, thank you so much. You are so incredibly gracious and kind. Can't begin to thank you enough for having me on. 1,000 blessings to you.
Received, multiplied, reciprocated, and shared with everyone listening. Thanks for being here. Till next time, fill your own being with that awareness. Step into that place of inner stillness. Find the joy that we know is there. You deserve it. Thanks for being part of this high energy health community. See you on the next episode.
Epigenetics is the most exciting new field in science. It's the study of influences that turn your genes on and off. Epigenetics is a breakthrough in health and longevity, and you can learn all about it from two of the world's foremost experts. Dr. Bruce Lipton is the author of The Biology of Belief, and Dr. Dawson Church wrote The Genie in Your Genes. In a free presentation at ConsciousGene.com, they show how to apply epigenetics to boost your health, happiness, and energy levels naturally. Visit ConsciousGene.com. That's ConsciousGene.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
You have a to-do list, right? Well, that list may be your biggest obstacle to success. Sure, it contains activities that help you achieve your goals, but it's also packed with time-sucking obligations that are not in alignment with your life's purpose. In a new white paper, Dr. Dawson Church explains the difference between a to-do list and a success list. Download it at successlist.net. Create a success list, and successlist.net will show you how to manifest your dreams at light speed. See successlist.net.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Why do you attract the same kinds of people over and over again and look for love in all the wrong places? Scientific research has shown it's because of a personality pattern called your attachment style. Programmed early in your childhood, your attachment style dictates your relationship choices throughout your life. At LovingRelationshipsNow.com, Dr. Dawson Church demonstrates the three basic styles. A free quiz at LovingRelationshipsNow.com identifies the attachment styles of your friends and loved ones. Visit LovingRelationshipsNow.com.